Immigrants in the United States can find it tough to get a loan. Many new arrivals may not understand the U.S. banking system, and even if they do, they might not qualify for a loan. The World's Jason Margolis tells us how one community bank in Milwaukee is trying to help its immigrant clients.
Historic Mitchell Street was once the shopping destination on the south side of Milwaukee.
Across the street here, this was the old Schuster's department store. It became Gimbel's. It has been closed for years now.
Old signs above boarded up windows are some of the last reminders of a bygone era. I walked the street with James Maloney, chairman of Mitchell Bank. It's been open for business at the corner of 11th and Mitchell since 1907. This used to be a Polish and German neighborhood, but around the 1990s, the neighborhood became home to Latin American immigrants, mostly from Mexico. Maloney says the bank had a choice: follow the old customers going out or cater to the new ones coming in.
We debated that, and honestly, a lot of people told us that because the neighborhood was becoming lower income, that we ought to relocate. And as a family, we decided that the neighborhood had been good to us. We had been in the neighborhood for all these years, so that we just couldn't leave, and that we would change rather than try and change our clientele.
Today, Mitchell Bank has large banners in front welcoming customers in Spanish. Inside the lobby, there's a shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patron saint of Mexico. Maloney says he hires only bilingual staff, like Jackie Martinez. She was born and raised in Milwaukee, but her parents are Mexican immigrants. Martinez says many immigrants from Latin America don't trust banks because of their experiences back home.
They go in, open accounts, all of a sudden banks are not there anymore. Where they go in, they can't retrieve their money, or fees have eaten up their money. So they're saying, it's probably going to happen to me here in the U.S. I'm in a country that I'm not familiar with. So it's our job to take them by the hand and say, no, it doesn't work like that here in the U.S.
At one point, Mitchell Bank opened a branch inside the local high school and hired students to work as tellers. Martinez says the students, who often have a better grasp of the language and culture here, were able to explain American banking to their parents.
The first family that opened an account our first year brought money that was wrapped in aluminum foil. I mean, instead of having it at home in the fridge, I'm assuming, if it was in a foil wrap, they come and open an account with us. So I'm like, wow. You know, instead of you're bringing it here, I mean, you're trusting us.
Still, Mitchell Bank faces some stiff competition in the neighborhood.
This is one of the check cashing places that are bigger, and they're open later as well.
Neon signs advertising checks cashed light up Mitchell Street. At these locations, immigrants can also send remittances to their home countries, and they can easily borrow cash, but at an exorbitant rate of interest. For many immigrants, though, check cashing stops are the easiest option and the one they trust. You don't need an American ID to use this service. That's not the case at traditional banks, explains Anna Paulson, the director of financial research at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
You need to have a taxpayer ID number or a Social Security number to have an interest-bearing account. You know, people might not have that document, right?
Especially if they're here illegally. James Maloney estimates that 35 to 40% of the people living in the Mitchell Bank neighborhood are undocumented.
If you're going to be a Latino bank and you're going to serve the Latino community, you have to serve everybody. And there's no requirement that we're not the immigration police. It's not our job to figure out what somebody's immigration status is.
His bank issues individual taxpayer identification numbers, which are sponsored by the IRS. He says Mitchell Bank was the first in the nation to grant mortgages to the undocumented. Maloney is working within the law. Still, not everyone likes the idea of a bank providing loans to people who broke the law to come here.
We get letters suggesting that I should be put in jail and things like that.
Maloney says he's also been applauded for his work. And from a banking perspective, Maloney says lending money to immigrants, documented or undocumented, has been a good bet.
If the economy was good, it was the best loans that we made. Everyone paid on time.
Prior to the recession, loans to immigrants in general were uncommonly stable. Anna Paulson with the Chicago Federal Reserve says there are reasons for this.
People have found that these immigrant customers have been really good at paying back loans, maybe partly because they don't have access to other sources of credit, so it's a lot harder to run up the credit card bill and run up the mortgage and take out the home equity line of credit.
Paulson says banks that lend to immigrant customers have run into trouble with loan repayments in the past few years since the economy tanked. James Maloney says they've seen this at Mitchell Bank, but that's been the case most everywhere, whether the borrower is a new arrival to America or not. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Milwaukee.